Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see me present. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, along with Rich Galen. Bill is the president of Development Specialists, Inc. DSI.biz is his website. Rich Galen is here, too. And, by the way, Bill is playing the Democrat today. He does it well. Rich Galen does it well as the Republican. He's the author and the publisher of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. This segment, folks, other than the first question, Bill and Rich are going to talk to each other, ask each other questions. I'm going to hold the weapons. Okay, Bill, here's the question that I have for you. I wonder if Hillary's brand doesn't have more baggage than goodwill this time with the foundation question, the Benghazi seal hanging over her head, the email. Not to mention, you know, 20 years of history that some Americans will remember that they may not like. What do you think?
I think it's certainly always possible. I take the alternative view, and I think Rich may agree with me with relating to Jeb Bush, and that is we've just been through, you know, an eight-year presidency where I think most of us will concede the fellow went right from single-A ball to the majors, and there was some slippage because of that.
Yeah.
Both of these names, if it was Jeb Bush and Hillary, are tried and tested. A lot of people will, the email thing will be ancient history by the time, as will be all the issue of Benghazi. That'll be white noise. It'll be who's ready to walk in on the first day and do it because they've been in the majors for a long time. They may have played for other teams, but they know the pitching, they know the defense, they know what needs to be done. Both of them have been there before, and I think that's eventually what the American people will look at.
Interesting. All right, now you ask Rich a question.
Rich, why wouldn't my friend, I mean, why wouldn't the Republicans want my dear friend Elizabeth Warren to run for president?
Oh, I think they would love to have Elizabeth Warren running for president. I think a lot of Democrats would, too, and clearly if Mrs. Clinton weren't in the race, if she had decided that she wanted to be a grandma and run the foundation, I think Elizabeth Warren would be on her way, you know, on the Scooby-Doo bus from Iowa back to New Hampshire.
But is she
right
our new, if she was, would she be our new McGovern or our new Obama?
I think she'd be the new McGovern. I think Americans are, frankly, I know, we'll see, but I mean, my sense is that Americans are beyond the first person, the first this, the first that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't vote for Obama, and I would never vote for Obama, but I was pretty proud of America for electing him. I mean, I think that put a lot of people, that made a lot of people shut up about, you know, white Christian America. But I think what that also did, it took some of the sting out of never having had a woman president. I mean, and so I think Elizabeth Warren would have to overcome a real important issue of her progressive policies.
I would think it's just another Democrat from Massachusetts would be hard to overcome.
All right, guys, keep going.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you something, Bill. It looks like, based upon what we both think we learned over the weekend in terms of those studies we were looking at, it looks like we may be facing, for the rest of our political lives, maybe the rest of our actual lives, divided government, Democrat presidencies, Republicans at least in the House and maybe the House and Senate. How do you think we can maximize the ability to move forward, or is it possible?
I think it is possible. I would agree with you that the House is Republican. Let's see what the next census and the redistricting brings, but for the next 8 years, likely it's Republican. I think that the Senate actually stays Republican for a long time to come. It is very difficult to upset incumbents, and if you look at the races that are coming up in the next cycle, there aren't a lot of open seats. It's a significant amount of incumbents, which will be hard for Democrats to dislodge. But, Rich, in answer to your question, given that, I look at the last 4 or 5 years of the Clinton administration. Now, granted, Bill was singularly a more talented politician than most of us see in a generation or two, but a lot of things got done because people reverted to the fact that they got tired of gridlock. They almost went back to the Sam Rayburn kind of, let's have some cocktails and see what we can get done. And they got a lot done. And
that's,
I think
but
that
that's because
possible.
The president was a problem solver and inclined to do that. We don't have that right now, though, do we?
You know, I think both Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, for example, are in that mode. I think they are practical politicians before they are ideologues, and I believe that to be the case. I would not put that. You know, there are some in the Republican primaries, and I think some that we've just talked about, like Elizabeth Warren, who's a dear friend of mine, but I think would push positions on ideology before she would find a practical middle.
Well said, Bill. I'm going to have to wrap it up there. Hey, Bill, good job today. Rich, good one. Well done. Hey, will you
guys
come back and keep doing this over the next few months?
Sure.
Yeah, this will be fun. Thanks, guys. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, DSI.biz is his website. He's a global businessman and Democrat operative. Rich is a longtime Republican operative extraordinaire and the publisher of Mullings.com, twice weekly cyber column. Check it out at Mullings.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.